Chapter 9. Queen's Academy. Anne and Diana played together for many more years on Prince Edward Island. One beautiful October, they got a new teacher, Miss Stacy.
"I like Miss Stacy more than any other teacher," Anne said to Marilla and Matthew. "She is intelligent and kind, and she always spells my name with an E."
Anne was one of the best students in the class. Only one student was as good as Anne. Her enemy, Gilbert Blythe. Gilbert tried to be friendly with Anne, but Anne could not forgive him. One evening, Anne lay near the fire at Green Gables. Marilla looked at Anne in the warm light. She felt a great love for Anne.
"Miss Stacy was here today," said Marilla. "She is starting a special class for her best students, and she wants you in it. Some of the students in the special class will go to Queen's Academy one day. Queen's is a school for teachers. Would you like to study there and be a teacher, Anne?"
"Yes, but will it be expensive?" asked Anne.
"That doesn't matter. We'll pay. You're our child now," Marilla said.
Anne ran to Marilla and held her in her arms.
"Thank you, Marilla," Anne said.
Anne studied hard, but Gilbert Blythe worked hard too. At the end of the school year, Anne and Gilbert were the two best students in Miss Stacy's class.
"You did it, Anne,"
said Diana on their last day at Avonlea School.
"You got a place at Queen's Academy." "I'm very happy," said Anne. "But I want you to come too." "Well, I'm not as intelligent as you. Maybe you and Gilbert will be friends at Queen's Academy," said Diana.
"Never,"
said Anne. On a sunny September morning, Anne was ready to leave Green Gables.
"This is for you," Matthew said,
and he held up a new dress.
"I asked Mrs. Lynde to make it for you, because you always wanted a dress with puffed sleeves."
"Matthew, it's beautiful," said Anne softly, with a big smile. "I will wear it today. Thank you."
Anne said a sad goodbye to Marilla and Diana. Then, Matthew drove her to Queen's Academy. At Queen's, Anne and Gilbert were in the same class. Anne often looked at him across the classroom.
"He's intelligent and works hard. Maybe I can be friends with Gilbert," she thought. "But we were enemies for too long."
The year there went very fast, and Anne and Gilbert were teachers at the end of it. Anne finished first in the class and got a place at Redmond College.
"I will study for 4 more years," Anne told Diana. "And Gilbert has a job. He will be the new teacher at Avonlea School from September."
Anne Anne went back to Green Gables for the summer before college.
It's wonderful to be home,
she said to Marilla on her first evening.
But, Marilla, is Matthew well?
Matthew's hair was gray, and he looked sick.
No, he isn't, said Marilla. I'm worried about him. He must rest more.
You look tired, too, said Anne.
Marilla smiled.
My eyes aren't good. I'm going to see a doctor about them.
Anne went into the garden and saw Matthew. He walked slowly toward the house.
You are working too hard, Matthew, she said. Please, will you rest more?
I can't, Anne. I'm old now, but I will work until I die, said Matthew.
I want to be that boy from the orphanage now. I could help you more, said Anne.
I need you more than 100 boys. You're my girl,
he said, smiling.